Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista. Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all. Love you, bye. Today is Saturday, January 20th, 2024. And I'm finally returning with season three of the podcast. And I have many excuses as to why I was not recording the podcast, which I will not be sharing because some of them were a little traumatic, not gonna lie. Pero I'm sitting in the floor of my closet and I have a couple things I want to talk about today. And you know me, I love to talk. And this just feels very like when I first started the podcast, I would always just be sitting in my closet. And some of you may know, some of you may not know, I was super sick this week. I got food poisoning out of nowhere and anxiety was just not doing well. And so I'm finally starting to like eat things with flavor again, but I still have a little bit of anxiety, so it's okay. Everything's fine. It was just a little, it was rough to say the least, but yeah, I'm back. And I don't remember the last time I recorded a podcast. When was the last time I recorded a podcast? I'm gonna look it up. Diary of a, oh my gosh, September. Oh my gosh, homies gatos. So it's been October, November, December. It's been like 4 months. What? That's a lifetime. Okay, I'm sorry. Pero, in my defense, the content has been overflowing in TikTok and Instagram. So I do not apologize for not being everything at once. But I'm sorry. Anyways, I think, how is everybody doing? First of all, it's a new year. It's really hard to navigate a new year for a lot of different reasons. And I think there's a lot of pressure on January 1st to right away just be this new person. And it's not easy to do that from one day to another. And one of the main things that I want to talk about today is the anxiety that comes with changing, the anxiety that comes with change. And there's no script, so I'm really just gonna kind of let all the thoughts flow out here, and it's really just gonna be me and my brain. Pero I think so often, you know, when I was growing up, I grew up in an environment where we very much were saving. And it felt at times as if we were always in survival mode of, we were always making sure not to spend money we didn't have to spend. We were always making sure to save containers, to save plastic bags, to save this and that. And I carried those habits with me now that I'm 24. And even just today, I was cleaning my bathroom and I found all these empty bottles that they had just the smallest amount of soap in them, the smallest, teeniest, tiniest amount of soap that I've not been able to get out. And I still kept them because I was like, oh, but I could add water. Oh, but I might need the container. Oh, but I don't want to toss it. I don't want to throw it away. And it's just, it's taking up space that I don't want it to take up. And I really just sat with myself and I was like, why am I doing this? And I realized that those habits that I made so early on in my life are things that I still carry with me, which is normal, right? Everyone's gonna be like, yeah, Celia, we know, whatever. But I don't think we realize the extent or how far deep into our present lives these past habits can infiltrate and the hold that they can have on us. And I think that's really, really important to realize if you haven't. And something you guys might notice is I feel like I've been good about voicing my thoughts in the past with poetry and everything, but I think I'm a lot better at being introspective now. And one of the reasons being that I went back to therapy, and this isn't going to be an ad that pops up after I say that. I went back to therapy in November, and I actually started going with a bilingual therapist, so they speak both English and Spanish. And I didn't realize how important this was to my healing, to my feeling comfortable, to my overall growth when it came to therapy, because I did not like my first instance with therapy when I was at Yale and I was going to the mental health services, because it felt so unnatural to me. And I think just being Latina and going to therapy is already feels so unnatural because we're told so often not to do that. And so now, returning so many years later, I was really scared that I would have the same experience. And instead, I've had such a wonderful change. And it could be in part because I'm older, right? And now I'm a lot more willing to kind of open up about certain issues. And I'm also a lot more willing to take responsibility for things that I've done in the past instead of just being like, no, like it was this person's fault or like this situation's fault. And now I'm a lot more likely to sit down and be like, okay, Celia, what could we have done better? But yeah, therapy has definitely been a very positive change in my life the last few months. And I started going back for a number of reasons that we will not discuss right now. But I say that because in therapy, I've been looking at a lot of these habits that I'm mentioning of things that I don't necessarily need to carry with me anymore. And I'm pretty sure the title of this is going to be A Dollar for Your Anxious Thoughts. So that's kind of like a play on like a penny for your thoughts, right? But what I mean by that when I say that is, I need to burp. Maybe not. What I mean when I say that is this idea that when you grow up in a state of lack, in a lack mindset, anything extra you may have is saved for a rainy day, is saved for some emergency that may or may not happen because you're so used to that kind of survival mode. And this is, I'm just speaking from my own point of view. Feel free to disagree with me. You don't have to listen to this podcast. But I think me growing up in that sort of mentality of, oh, we didn't have enough, we didn't have enough. Now that I'm able to, be growing up and I'm becoming a little more independent in a lot of my ways of thinking and a lot of aspects of my life, I still have that mentality of anything extra I may have, I can't use. I can't spend frivolously. I can't spend things just because I want them. I need to save that in case, just in case I need it later. And so it's been a very interesting thing to navigate because nobody really talks about it. And at least I haven't really heard much about it from podcasts and things like that, where, we have this open sort of dialogue of the anxiety that comes with having when you're so used to not having, because it's not just, oh, yeah, I have enough money. Let me go buy this pair of shoes. Even though you do have enough money to buy the pair of shoes, it's this is stupid. Why am I spending this money that I should be saving for somebody else, for something else? And it's so hard. And this manifests itself so interestingly in my life, is how I've seen it. The way that it's manifested, for example, for New Year's, I bought some new makeup because I'm really bad at like changing out my makeup, buying new makeup. And so I let myself kind of splurge a little bit. I was like, okay, like treat yourself, like let's buy some new makeup. And I felt really bad about it. I felt so incredibly bad about it to the point where I almost had to have my siblings like press the purchase button when I was shopping online because I felt so bad about spending money. And that being said, like I said, I felt really bad about it. Didn't feel like I deserved it. Didn't feel like I should have been spending it. Didn't feel like this was something smart to be spending on, even though I was able to. I had put that money aside to spend later for things that I wanted. It was a choice that past me had already given to the present me, to the future me, but it was still so hard of a kind of, what's the word? Of a hurdle to cross because I had put this idea of me in a box of this is what you are, this is what you're always going to be, this is what you have to be. And that was a survival mindset all the time, of a scarcity mindset. And so then my package never came. I never got the package. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? Like, I bought this makeup. Like, I've never, the package never came. And it said it was delivered when I went to go check it. And so I called up the company and I was like, hey, I think something would have happened because package never got here. Sorry. And then they emailed me back and they were like, no, it says delivered. Like, check again. And I was just like, okay, right. But in the moment, I was like, oh, like, where is it? Like, I deserve to have these products. Like, I paid for them. Like, where are they? And I kid you not, I went back to go check if they were there, which I had already checked before. Like, this was like days after, like weeks after it said it had been delivered. I was like, there's no way it's gonna be there. There's absolutely no way. I went back to check and it was there. It was just in a different place that I hadn't seen before. And I think that's incredibly symbolic. Incredibly symbolic. Because in that moment, I felt as though my identity had started changing. Of I was no longer this young girl that had to be so anxious all the time when it came to money. Of, oh, like, we don't have money, we don't have money, we don't have money. Because when you keep repeating, it's like a mantra, right? It's like an affirmation. If you keep saying that to yourself, that's what's going to keep happening over and over and over again. So if you're like, no, I can't spend that, I don't have money, you're never going to have money. You're never going to be able to spend the money you don't have. Does that make sense? And it wasn't until more recently, I've been reading a lot of self-help books on this topic specifically, and also just in general of like getting more confidence. And because this is something that I have been insecure about, of just like, I don't know, like nobody's taught me how to deal with finances. Nobody's taught me how to deal with the anxiety that comes with dealing with finances. And that's not to say like, you have to have a ton of money to learn how to deal with finances, but I think it's something incredibly important to learn to be a grown up and to be an adult. I think it's something that we're not really taught about. And I think, again, when it comes to identity, growing up as a Latina woman, I think that even adds another layer of I grew up low income, first generation to go to college. There's all these things that I'm kind of figuring out for the first time as I'm doing them, which is really scary. It's super scary. And I always feel like I'm gonna mess up, and I always feel like I'm gonna make the wrong decision. And instead of feeling like it's a wrong decision, I've really tried to change the way that I think about it in my mind of it's just a different decision than past me would have made, than maybe future me would have made. But you have to learn. And so as I was finally like looking at all this makeup that I got, I was like, wow, this is also symbolic. Because me, when I was in high school, when I was even in college, I did not want to wear makeup. It was something that I did not want to do. And it could have been because of just, I grew up with my brothers. I didn't really learn how to wear makeup. I wasn't really accustomed to wearing makeup every day. So to me, it seemed very abnormal. And I was like, no, it made me feel more insecure to wear makeup. I was just like staring at all the makeup now, and I was like, wow, I love makeup. Like, I love putting it on. I think it's so fun. I literally have all these makeup tutorials saved. And it's so interesting how things change without you even noticing them. Which I think, going back to what I said earlier about the new year and how so often people are kind of pushing this idea of, new year, new you, new year, new you. It could be a different you if you wanted it to be, theoretically. But it also doesn't have to be if you don't want it to. Like, I am very happy with the person that I am currently becoming and the journey that I'm currently on. But that's not to say I want to be an entirely new person tomorrow. I could be. I might be, right? Depending on what happens today. But I don't want to put that pressure onto myself either. Because again, it's that same mentality of I don't have. I don't have. I am not. I am not. I'm not who I want to be. Instead of just saying, maybe I'm someone different than who I thought I would be. You know what I mean? Let that really sink in for a second. That was kind of good. That was kind of good. Pero let that really sink in for a second of you might not be who you thought you would be. You know, I know for myself specifically, I had this idea of how my life would go when I was 13, when I was 12. And I really planned it out. I wrote letters to my future self. I had it all planned out. And a lot of it has come true, which is insane, which is absolutely insane. And then a lot of things are also different. And I look back at what she said, at what she thought, at what she wanted. I'm like, I might not want that anymore. And that's okay. You know why? Because she hasn't experienced life the way I'm experiencing it. Because the experiences she has and the perspective she has at 12 is very different than the knowledge that I have at 24. And that's okay. And that's not to say that what she wanted is bad or unachievable or, you know, be something that I was doing out of insecurity, but it's more so she was doing it in that moment out of survival because of whatever she was going through. That's how she was coping. And I don't need to use those same skills anymore because now I've adapted and now I'm an adult. And now I can really be there for myself in a way that I couldn't before. In so many different aspects of my life. And I'm not just saying that financially, because, you know, when it comes to finances, you learn something new every day. And that's something that we really have to work towards. And I think, especially like as a community, as we're all growing up, you know, I feel like most people that are listening to this are probably my age, are probably young women, which, hi, amazing. How are you? And, you know, there might be a variety of different communities and perspectives that are also tuning in, which that's also cool. Hi, how are you? Welcome. But I think, again, that's a big problem of we're not really taught to deal with these emotions. And it's something now going back to therapy that I'm able to kind of air this out and say, I have all these goals. I might not be where I am right, where I might not be where I want to be right now. You know, I would like to one day be entirely financially independent, be entirely able to provide for my whole family. And that's a big goal of mine. And instead of being frustrated with myself for not being there yet, I think it's more so this idea of I'm working towards getting there. And the journey's really long and really hard, but it's also really beautiful because I'm learning a lot. And I'm keeping that very vague on purpose because, again, I think comparison tends to be the thief of joy of, you know, I don't want to delineate of A, B, C, D, E, these are my goals, these are my plans, these are my dreams, because I want you to create your own. And I want you to think about what your dreams are and what makes you you. And again, also think about those things where you might want to improve on, but don't do it from a I am not mindset, because that is not helpful, you know? And just to give another example, I'm gonna be all over the place today, but oh, that's okay. Why not? Let's just be all over the place. And going to the gym. I started posting gym vlogs not too long ago. And a lot of people, when I started posting them, assumed that it was my very first day going to the gym, which, even if it was, that is totally okay. And there's nothing wrong with going to the gym for the first time on January 1st. And people need to stop being mean to other people online because that's not productive and it's not helpful to anybody. But the first day that I went back to the gym after not going for a very long time was my birthday. So July 6th, my birthday gift to myself was I started going to the gym. And I went that morning at 7 a.m. and I was so tired and I was like, why am I doing this? And I very much wanted to make sure that I felt that I wasn't going to the gym because I hated myself, because I didn't. You know, whether I was going, whether I was not going, that was not something that I was going to let impact my self idea, you know, my point of view about myself. But more so, the reason why I went back was because I was sick of my own excuses. And I was really sick of the way that they came so easily to me and that I always had a reason for why I couldn't go, why I didn't want to go, why this and this and this. And so my reason for going back was actually because of self-love. Of this is something that you want to do for a really long time. This is something that I know you can do, that you just have to build up the habit to start going. And then I started going. And then I kept going. And I really recommend going with a friend because that makes it a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable. And you learn a lot more too. And Yeah, I've been going for about 6 months, and I started posting those gym vlogs like pretty much right when I hit my 6 month mark because I finally felt comfortable enough to kind of share my progress and share what I've been doing. And it's just so funny to me how the internet is and how people just comment on your life as if they know it, which it's like you should just assume that you don't know somebody's life. No matter how much you've seen from them, there could be plenty that they're keeping private, which it is within their right. And I think so often it's very hard with social media because people start to feel very entitled to know all these really personal, private things that are happening in your life. And this has happened to me, especially where I will get messages of people that have this idea that, for some reason, they completely know who I am. They know everything about me, and they get mad when I'm not the version that they created in their head about me. And they come at me in really scary ways. And that was one of the reasons that there was a good, I would say, month, or I don't even know if it was a month, maybe like 2, 3 weeks, 3, 4 weeks, where I really took a huge step back and I really considered quitting. I really did. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, I could just go delete all my accounts right now and say that it never happened. It was just a fun little story to tell my kids. But one of the reasons why I didn't do that is I actually got this message. And if she's listening to this, shout out to you. But I got this message, and I get a lot of messages like this actually. But this one particular message was thanking me. And it was from a young Latina girl, and she was saying that because of me and because of the way that I always pronounce my name correctly and the way that I like to say it, that she felt more comfortable in her own Mexican American identity. And that is exactly why I started creating content, in large part because I wanted to feel more seen on social media, and because in large part I felt there wasn't that. There wasn't somebody that was showing off their crazy, curly, wavy hair, or somebody that was speaking Spanglish all the time. And when I saw that message, I really teared up. And I told my entire family about it. And I said, look, I got this message. And it really impacted me. And it stayed with me so much because I was like, wow, this is something that it was a big goal of mine. But again, I didn't even fathom that I could achieve it because I was still in kind of that lack mindset of, oh no, like I'm not. And when you say that to yourself so many times, you become it. If you keep saying, I am not, you won't be. I promise you, you won't be. And it's scary because you realize that you are your biggest blockage and you are your biggest block to becoming who you want to be. And it's really easy to make excuses and to blame other people and to blame other circumstances. But I can tell you there have been so many instances in my life where I self-sabotage like nobody's business and where I get in my own way and I sit down and I'm like, sorry, bro, this is our comfort zone. You're not getting out. This is where I'm comfortable. This is where I'm at ease. And sucks for you. You want it to level up? Nope, you're not ready. And it's this battle of you with yourself. And you're like, dude, get out of the way. Get out of the way. And they, it's like, just imagine this in your mind of you with yourself, and yourself is kind of like in front of you, arms crossed, ready to fight, just kind of being like shaking their head, saying, you can't do it. Sorry. Like, and spewing out all these insults of like, you suck. You can't do it. Why would you? Why would anyone like you, whatever, whatever, which is what so often happens in our mind when insecurities creep in. And I was at that crossroads so often of just staring at myself and seeing her with her arms crossed, being like, you can't do it. You haven't done it before. Why would you be able to do it? You're not ready to do it. And at one point, bro, I fought back. At one point, I fought back, man. And it's scary. It's so scary to fight those thoughts and to really just kind of like, grab an arm and really punch the hell out of yourself and just say, you're wrong. You're wrong. Punto. You're wrong. You think I'm not ready? I'll show you that I am. You think I can't do it? I'll show you that I can. You think somebody won't love me? I will show you that they will. Because I love you. And it's so hard to do. It's so incredibly hard to do. But it's so powerful once you do it because you keep doing it. Because there will be at every big instance in your life that you have not experienced, you're gonna be terrified and you're gonna be anxious and you're gonna be nauseous and you're gonna be like, I can't do it. And you're gonna be with that version of you, with that past version of you in front of you with their arms crossed, being like, nah, man, sorry. Nice one. Last one was just lucky try, I guess. And then you just keep proving them wrong. And it's crazy. Because I feel like that's how I've been for most of my life, of this tunnel vision of it's me against me. It's me versus me. And I think so often what happens when, again, you're in that survival mindset, what happens to a lot of people is they start to compare themselves. And when I was in high school, especially, this is something that it really affected me because I didn't understand why people did it in terms of when people started bullying me, when people started. Like, it was crazy. People would calculate my GPA. People would look up my grades before I even knew them. People would know my rank before I knew it. And it was crazy to me in the sense that I was always me against me, of I need to study harder to do better than I did on my last test. I need to study harder to be better than I was last week, last month, last year. And so it was very hard to fathom that people were so focused on beating me, because when that happens, you start to lose focus on what really matters, which is, again, confronting that version of you that's telling yourself you can't do it. Because that's really the root of the insecurity. It's not what somebody else is doing. And I think I now I have a lot of empathy towards the people that were super mean to me, and I have a lot of forgiveness in my heart for them because they must have really been going through it. And this is also something, one of the reasons why I didn't end up just quitting social media entirely, is you really have to take a step back. And it takes a lot of maturity to be able to do this. And it took a lot of time to be able to, a lot of time and a lot of therapy to be able to say this. But you really have to consider that somebody else might be really going through it. And they might say something really horrible to you, and it could really affect you. But you have to take that step back and say, I'm really sorry. Not that they insulted you, but that they themselves must be going through something really hard, because a happy person is not going to go online and attack you. I mean, I'm just going to say it like that. A happy person is not going to talk shit about you. A happy person is not going to spread rumors about you, because they're so focused with, if you're happy, you're happy, bro. You're focused with your life. You're focused on getting your bag. Like, you don't care. You really don't care. Like, I promise you. And so really take a step back. And I think so often it's really easy to focus on those bad moments and to focus on those bad remarks that people make. And again, tying back to the new year, tying back to the money thing, so often these anxious thoughts form because somebody probably told us that we couldn't do something, right? Like, no, you can't go to the gym. No, you won't keep going to the gym. No, like, you're never going to be financially independent. Like, no, you're never going to be able to buy that house or buy, you know, those shoes or whatever. It's so often our own personal insecurities are probably rooted in what somebody once said about us, and we really internalized it. And I think I just got to a moment where I was sick of having everybody else's opinions of me and having none of my own of me. And like I said, at one point you see yourself arms crossed in front of you and you just go, ah, pacatela. And yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to do. And you know, a dollar for your anxious thoughts, you're worth more than a penny. You're worth everything, even if your thoughts are anxious. And I think that's something that my therapist says a lot, which love them, love them. Go to therapy if you can. Absolutely game changer. But it's having grace with yourself in those moments, and of really taking the time to realize that even that version, that past version of you, They're scared too. And it's not that they're saying these things. It's not that your past or that your thoughts are trying to sabotage you, which is so often what we associate with self-sabotage. It's like, oh, we wanted to do this. That might not be the case. It's just that they're scared. Of course they're scared. Anytime that you do something for the very first time that you really care about, that you really want to excel in, you're going to be scared. That's totally normal. That's so normal. Y yo creo que a veces, like, we forget that. And my best friend from home always tells me this. And she's like, some of your best moments and some of the best things that you've done have come from doing it out of fear, because everything you want is going to be on that other side of fear. And I think that there's a quote that actually says that, but I don't remember the exact quote. And I don't remember who said it. It doesn't come to mind. But I think that's something to remember and to really, I think New Year's really hard for so many different reasons. Valentine's Day, really hard for so many different reasons. And, I've said this in the past, Valentine's Day is my favorite holiday. But I think so often, if you are in a relationship, I'm not. Yet, someday, pero I think, again, comparison is a thief of joy. If you go online and you see all these different people doing all these wonderful things, and we really forget that love is something that's so unique and it's found everywhere and it's so abundant, and it's just the way we give love to others also is returned onto us, and we're always a mirror of everybody else, and everybody else is a mirror of us. And I think it's easy to stay in that lack mindset because it's comfortable. And when you're in survival mode for so long, it's really hard to get out, even once you're out of it. Because all of the circumstances could have changed. You could be living somewhere new, you could be a different age, you could be out of school. But those habits that you created during such a hard moment and such a traumatic moment really stay with you. Because in that moment, like I think about it as like holding a teddy bear. And that teddy bear made you feel really, really good and made you feel safe and made you feel heard and made you feel comfortable. And you hold on to them for dear life. And even though the teddy bear is, ripped at the seams and not doing so well, you can't let it go. You can't let it go because you're like, no, if I let it go, I won't be comfortable anymore. I won't have that safety feeling, even though you're in a room surrounded by teddy bears. You know what I mean? So I think there comes a point where who you are is exactly who you needed back then. And that's not easy to remember. But who you are is capable, and who you are can do anything that you set your mind to. And those past versions of you that are saying that you can't do it, that's scared to do it, they're just scared. Of course they're scared. It's normal to be scared. But just because you're scared doesn't mean you can't do it. And just because you're scared doesn't mean that it won't go well. Be it if you want to start posting on TikTok or if you want to go and try to get a different job, like, it's totally normal to be scared. It's so scary. Life is scary, but it's also so wonderful. And fear is not always negative, I guess, in the sense that really wonderful things could seem scary. Being in a relationship could seem really scary. Traveling abroad could seem really scary for good reason, right? Like, if you've been hurt in the past, if you have negative emotions tied to it, of course it's scary. Of course it's so scary. And I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and say that I'm not afraid to, be in a relationship. Of course it's something that is scary, but fear should not be a reason not to do it. In terms of someday, I will meet someone and it's gonna seem scary how much I like them, how much I want to be with them, how much I could see a future with them. But I'm not gonna let that prevent me from loving them because my entire life I've been afraid and I've done it anyway. I've been afraid to change and I've changed. I've been afraid to cut my hair and I've cut my hair. I've been afraid to cut my own bangs and I've cut my own bangs. And I've been afraid to pierce my ear and I pierced my ear. And it's just, it's, you're a lot braver than you think you are. And, you know, even though it's a dollar for your anxious thoughts, it's priceless for all your wonderful thoughts. Okay? And just, I want you to remember that. And you're worth so much. And this was a very rambly podcast episode, but I hope that it was helpful. And I hope that I made some sense at least. I've gotten a lot of messages saying that you guys missed the podcast and that it was something really helpful. And a really dear friend of mine said that it feels like listening to a big sister. And I've always wanted to be a big sister. So if this could be helpful in that sense, and yeah, just don't be afraid to be who you are. But also don't be afraid if you want to change, if you want to become, you know, someone that you've always dreamed to be. If you want to be a CEO, if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a lawyer, like don't be afraid. And with that is going to come a variety of different challenges. Of course it is. Of course there's going to be challenges, but that's not reason as to why, you know, you shouldn't do it. And I think remember that. And today, look in the mirror. And you know, if you have to swing, no, don't actually swing. Please don't hit your mirror. But just realize that it's always you against you. And don't listen to those other voices. They're just distractions. And oftentimes, they're just projecting what they're feeling. And, you know, forgiveness is hard, but I think forgiveness is important because we never know what somebody else is going through. And really just take the time to consider that when you're, you know, considering other people's points of view. And we might not understand why somebody's doing what they're doing, but hey, might be none of our business at the end of the day. And even though it's you versus you, it's also you with you. And I've learned that in the last couple of years. And me v me has become me loving me. And that's so cheesy to say, but it's so true. And it has really improved my life. And yeah, thank you so much for listening and for being here with me in season three of the podcast, baby. And yeah. Real Celia personality coming out here. Y espero que uno de estos días pueda grabar un episodio completamente en español o hasta un episodio con mis papás. Así que si quieren escuchar eso y quieren, you know, escuchar consejos maternos, paternos, entonces por favor déjenme saber y mándenme un mensaje que a veces sí los leo. So I know I always say I don't read DMs. You know why I say that? Because I get some really creepy DMs, guys. I get some really creepy DMs. And lately I've been oof so fast to press that block button anytime I see anything remotely creepy because I'm sick of it and I'm done with it. And you know, I don't care. I don't care to. It's just the internet is a scary place sometimes and just, you know, I want my content to be a really positive, beautiful, uplifting space for you. And, you know, if I have to block some people, I will block some people for my own mental sanity. Pero, yeah, I do sometimes read the DMs. Pero if you're planning on sending me a creepy DM, please don't, okay? Because I will block you. No shame, no second thinking, no thought, just whoop, block. Blocked. Anyways, yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day or night or whenever you're listening to this. And also, you didn't hear from me, but there's some exciting things coming soon. So if you want to save your money, I don't know, you should just be saving up a little bit because something fun might be coming. But also, okay, los amo mucho, los quiero mucho, y cuídense, take care, and I will see you guys in the next podcast episode. Okay, bye!